This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
He asked me, was Joyce Myers a biblical Christian?
No, she's not. Flat out, no. She says this. Jesus, he could have helped himself up until the point where he said, I commend my spirit into your hands. At that point, he couldn't do nothing for himself anymore. He had become sin. He was no longer the Son of God. He was sin. She says Jesus was the first human being who was born again. She said Jesus paid for our sins in hell, which is damnable heresy. He finished the atonement on the cross. He did not pay for our sins in hell. She said that Jesus went to hell in our place and was tormented, and that if you don't believe Jesus went to hell, you cannot be saved. So she is preaching a false gospel. I do not, will not, cannot call her a sister and fellow believer.
Number 5.
How did different races evolve to African Americans if everyone came from Adam and Eve, or if everyone descended from Noah and his family?
The genetic information for dark skin, light skin, blue eyes, brown eyes, it's all existent genetic information that God created in our ancient parents, Adam and Eve. So when the line was narrowed through Noah, the same information was there. The people went to different areas. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that people with white skin do better in northern latitudes because of vitamin D, and they need sunshine and they absorb sunshine better. People with black skin, dark skin, in lower latitudes, like the equator, do better than people than white skin, because the white skin people tend to get burned, and that's damaging, and it can cause skin cancer and other things. So the darker ones do better in that environment. That's all that's going on with the different races.
Number 4.
So how is Jesus an apostle? We know that Jesus was sent by the Father. For example, in John 6:39, he says, he came to do the will of the one who sent him. In John 20:21, Jesus says, peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. But what's interesting about Hebrews 3:1, where it says this, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. Now, what's the confession? Is who Jesus is and the truth of what God has done. And in the Greek, it says the apostle and high priest. So the definite article the is covering both apostle and high priest. So they're kind of related. And it's in his ultimate mediatorship as a high priest. So he's an apostle as the one who's sent by the Father to accomplish the will of the Father. He's also the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, which is why he was baptized. And in those two things, by the one definite article, the, we see the single person who holds that couplet of actualities there.
Number 3.
Inserting pop culture in Christian dialogue, like maybe a pastor inserts a lyric from a song in his sermon.
It depends, because how is it being used? The scriptures themselves need to be the centrality, the backbone, the skeleton of from which a sermon goes. And inside of that, it needs to be Christocentric and ultimately has to talk about the cross of Christ as the ultimate reason for whatever it is he's preaching about. So, you know, I could preach, I could quote a sermon, I could quote the Beatles, like, all you need is love, which is not true. There's lots of things to say. The world has its wisdom, but its wisdom is insufficient. You know, if you're using that kind of stuff, that's fine, but it just depends. You know, it's a gray area. You know, is he using it in order to get more people in and sound more hip? Well, then forget it. You know, let the word of God be powerful, not sermon illustrations.
Number 2.
I was an evangelical for 30 plus years, but eventually tired of all the hate speech and hateful ways that those in the church around me handled life. Oh, Jesus Christ did not call for any of this. Well, here's what Jesus says in Matthew 7:4. You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye. Matthew 15:17. You hypocrites, rather than Isaiah prophesy of you. How about this one from Jesus? You serpents, you brood of vipers. How about this one? Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like respectful greetings in the marketplaces. He says, you foolish ones, you're like concealed tombs, those who were entering in because of you are hindered. You and your hypocrisy, you have your father the devil, you dishonor me. And he says, if I don't speak the truth, I'll be a liar like you. These are the things, I'm just quoting all the references that Jesus said. We're supposed to imitate Christ. This is why I will say things like Joyce Meyer's a false teacher. Kenneth Copeland, a false teacher. That's why I will say Joel Osteen is a false teacher. Why? Because they're false teachers.
Why do God require a blood sacrifice?
Because life's in the blood, Acts 17:11, and ultimately the blood sacrifice was pointing ahead to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And the blood represented that death and the shedding and the thing that could be sprinkled upon. Because you got to understand another principle, that when you have an element in a holy place, it is sanctified by an oil or water or blood applied to it, as though that object receives something from something else. So the anointing, as Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit that came upon him at his baptism, which I believe he was sprinkled, that's another topic, according to Levitical law, entering into the priesthood, signifying his anointing. And so the anointing of the blood is also symbolized in the shedding of blood by which our sins are washed away and cleansed away. And so all of it points thematically to the point of the death of Christ at the cross. That's why.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.